Mount Vernon resident Carol Deo has always liked animals, so when the former vet tech found an injured fawn on her property, her instincts kicked in.
And he got run over by a sickle bar mower and had his rear leg and some of his undercarriage cut off. So I called Ohio Department of Wildlife, and they said there was no more rescue on deer. So, but she, the girl that answered the phone said, well, I said I could sew him up. I'm had been a surgical tech for years, vet tech. And I said, but I don't have anything to sew him with. She says, well, you can sew him with tail hair out of a horse. So she told me, you know, that I could use surgical hair. So nothing was mentioned about destroying him or anything. So I went ahead, and I have horses, so I took the tail hair out of the horse. And I cleaned him all out, and I sewed him together. Well, he survived.
Deo named the fawn Trooper, and he's become her pet. He stays in her yard along with another baby deer she rescued, one that was sick, suffering from dehydration and seizures. It had crawled up under a vehicle in a nearby parking lot. She nursed it back to health, too. Now both of these deer live on her property. They're domesticated. And Deo says all was well and good until a State Division of Wildlife officer knocked on her door in November, saying an anonymous complaint had been filed and that the state would have to kill the deer under state law.
They want to send a crew out and kill them and throw them on the refuse pile in Columbus.
And why is that?
Because that's their policy. It's a law. It's a law against taking wildlife out of the wild, but it's a policy to kill them.
Deo says she understands the state law is in place to keep people from removing deer from their natural wildlife habitat, but she says she didn't take either of the deer out of the wild. One came to her property, and the other was found in a nearby parking lot. And she says if she had ordered those deer over the internet, she could have been given a permit to keep them for educational purposes. Deo has an attorney who is working to try to get the state to issue permits for the deer, but so far, she says that's not happening.
Could you imagine a baby deer laying there? It could take up to 4 or 5 days, and it'd be full of maggots. Can you imagine leaving a baby lay there? I mean, there's no compassion in this whole thing. It's the worst.
Deo is taking her fight to the public. She started a Facebook page for the deer and is circulating an online petition among Ohioans that she plans to present to elected officials, asking them to issue permits for the deer. So far, more than 2,000 people have signed that petition. The Ohio Department of Wildlife's Bethany McCorkle says she couldn't go on tape for this story, but in a written statement, she says Ohio law does not permit people to remove wild animals from the wild and keep them as pets. The written statement goes on to advise anyone who finds an injured deer to call the Department of Wildlife. That's where Deo says she called in the first place and was given instructions on how to care for the injured deer. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.